Yes, it is. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're finally getting to the end of the week. Probably have just a few things left to do, right? And then you can head out and have a good time this weekend. Oh, I'm hoping that for you. I'll keep my fingers crossed. But in the meantime, we're starting your Friday, Monday. Listen.
Friday, Monday. Hey,
Friday morning.
Big chicken cow.
Right. Yes. The Friday morning outright because we want to hear Sunny's song. And we know it's always sunny in this studio when Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer, is here with Sunny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm ready. It's Friday.
It's Fry Monday.
Be careful. I've only had a half a cup of coffee so far.
You
so
know,
you're used to hearing me later in the morning when I've had a full cup. But now you're going to get to experience the half cup person.
The half cup coffee Meg.
Exactly.
Didn't know that was a thing. Apparently it is.
Today, anyway. Yeah. So how you doing? I know you're busy as ever. I see you on Facebook, out and about in the community, giving away free barbecue everywhere you go.
You know, try to give away. Maybe we'll have a little giveaway here.
There you go.
Plug the giveaway early in the show.
I think this is a good deal.
Hook the listeners. Mm-hmm. Know what we do.
Catch some folks before they get to work that might not otherwise get to hear you. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. So we're on at 9 o'clock this morning instead of 9:30 as normal. So if you're a new listener to the Always Sunny Show, glad to have you. And talk to you a little bit about slow smoke barbecue.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's always sunny when you're here. And anytime Sunny's barbecue is served, you will see smiles on folks' faces. No question about it.
Yeah. Last night we were at the UWF Rec Ella event.
What was that?
It's a spin on Coachella. The big event. So they kind of branded it Recella.
Cute.
So it's for all the students, and this is our third year doing it, participating. Mm-hmm. So hundreds and hundreds of students. I don't know. We served.
Wow.
Lots of meals.
My goodness. I still don't know how you do it. We've talked about this before, but you can do as many as, you can do 1, 10.
We say for catering, we can serve between 10 and 10,000. Biggest catering I've been a part of is 4,600 people. We always do that. It's the University of South Alabama alumni game that they always play against Troy. This year, I believe it's going to be November 12th or 14th. So it's always a fun one.
Mark your calendars now.
It's a lot of work. So yeah, if you're USA alumni, you should come out and experience that. It's a good time.
That sounds like fun to me. And I'm not even an alumni from there, but I'll go for the barbecue.
Yeah, there you go. It's an exciting season. UWF is officially Division I.
Tonight,
Can't believe it.
Yes.
And that's a big deal. I remember, I'm not trying to age myself, but when I was in high school, UWF didn't even have a football team, and I remember graduating being like, it'd be nice to just go to the local college and play football, but no, didn't have a program. And here we are
moving up
officially
in the world
Division
quickly,
I.
Too.
It's pretty cool. So congratulations,
cool.
UWF.
And go Argos.
It's super exciting. And I know everybody's been, just pumped about it this season, and the stadium's getting built. We were right next to the stadium last night. And so, that's going to be a construction project that's going through next year. It's going to be a little interesting through the season, but the Jumbotron is up. It's huge.
Oh, my goodness, really?
So, it's really cool. So it'll be fun. It'll be a great time. So we'll have the Sunny's food truck out there. So if you're craving some slow smoke barbecue while you're at one of the football games, always come over and get you some.
That works for me.
Yeah. Let's talk about our locations, Meg. We got 4 locations here in the local news radio area. We have one in Pace, Florida, right on Highway 90, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard, in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. We have a location on 9th Avenue, on 9th Avenue, just south of Creighton Road. It's Fry Monday yet, Meg. It's Fry Monday.
Okay, I'm just checking on you. Did you have your coffee?
I had a minute. Actually, Stephen Rampersad from Art Gateway just called me. I just streamed live on Facebook, and he popped up on my screen and made my brain glitch.
I understand.
We got a couple fun things coming up. We got the Ceno for Art Benefit, Art Gateway, with the Ceno Limits Fish and Rodeo.
Okay.
We're talking about that.
That's tomorrow, right?
It's in October.
Oh, in October.
It's in October. Another fun thing we got on art for coming up for Art Gateway for the clients is we're going to have a 90s dance. So it's going to be a good time. Last year was 80s.
Fun.
This year's going to be 90s. So working on the menu for that. I think we're going to do a little spin on some Sunny's banana pudding. We're going to do some key lime pudding and make it look like Nickelodeon slime. Just for the fun, for the clients. It's going to be a good time.
That's really cute. I like that.
Art Gateway is a great program. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can visit their website or check them out on Facebook. But shout out to Steven.
Okay.
Even though you tried to interrupt me and got me sidetracked.
Sorry. That's okay. It happens.
Back to the locations.
This is live radio. Yep. That's what happens.
Back to the locations. We have that 9th Avenue location tucked back behind the AutoZone in that nice little quaint spot. We got that front porch. We do have a banquet room there also. It was a great time to, I'll take responsibility for it. I accidentally double booked the banquet room. And so we had a gentleman's group that, it doesn't happen often, but it did happen. And so I had a gentleman's group that is a church that is meeting while they're building their church. And then I had the Chamber of Commerce come for lunch too. So we set up on we had a banquet room and had a banquet on the back porch area, which is technically not the back porch, just the back of the restaurant, but we call it the back porch anyway.
Okay.
So it was a packed house. We had but the team rallied and we got it all done and made it happen. So it was a good time on Tuesday with everyone there. And that's the 9th Avenue location. No cost for that room. So you got those Christmas and holiday parties coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and get on the schedule, get on the calendar, book your date and time that you want to have. And I mean, August is over. September is right here. It'll be here next week.
Well, yeah.
Ish.
Well, when I hear you say that, too, every time you say that about there's no fee for the room, being an event planner, and it really makes a difference
when
you don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
And you can actually get a group together, staff meeting or staff lunch. You can do a bride's rehearsal lunch, and I did that one time there. It was really fun.
Yep. Baby showers.
It makes a difference when you don't have
groups.
That fee.
Yep.
That can be prohibitive
sometimes.
Makes a big
difference. Just the cost of the food, because you know everybody's going to eat, because we're in the South.
Right?
That's what we do. You get together for lunch or breakfast or dinner, you're going to have food. So you're going to have that. So it's a great deal that you don't have to pay for the room as well. So
Right.
Then our other location that does have a banquet room is our Navy Boulevard location. Can host up to about 75 there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, same, no cost for the room, just the cost of the food. So, and it is about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. So we're there. Great team. And we have our Pine Forest Road location, which is just south of I-10. Tucked back behind the Cumberland Farms gas station right off of Pine Forest Road.
You can't miss
technically
it.
On Shelley Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Shelley like Shelley. It's Shelley like Shelley.
It's like Friday, Monday.
Spelled with a C. Cheillie. So,
oh, okay.
So not like Shelley the name.
I gotcha.
Shelley.
Okay.
Shelley. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Now that we're totally confused.
There we go. Fry Monday.
Yeah. That works for me. We might have coined a new phrase.
Maybe. Let's see here. We need to talk about the summer menu. So we're wrapping it up.
I know.
You got just a couple weeks left to get. If you haven't had those cherry cola pork burn-ins, you got to get
They're
out
so
and
good.
Check them out. They are so good.
But I got to put in my 2 cents for the cherry cobbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a big fan of the cherry cobbler rolls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. So
yes.
Limited
so
time,
good.
Guys. It's through the end of this month. And so you ain't got much longer. If you haven't had a chance to get over there and try them, you should definitely do that. That cherry cola sauce is, especially on those pork burnings,
mm-hmm.
really good. So,
very, very good.
Yeah. And then we got a couple extra specials going through the end of the month.
Oh, you do? Well, I heard something on the Facebook, but I know you're going to get to it in a minute.
Yeah.
It was all about being wonderful and kind to our teachers.
Yeah. Yesterday, we had a very busy day. It was a free big deal because teachers are a big deal.
Yes, they are.
For all the Sunny's locations, it was a free meal for all teachers. So all they had to come
I just
in.
Want to say kudos to you for doing that. That's really wonderful, especially right now when they're kind of stressed out getting back into
school,
the schedule and meeting the new kids.
Nothing like a little slow smoke barbecue to bring you back to center, right?
I thought it was great. So I wanted to be sure that we mentioned it this morning because those are the kinds of things that y'all do for the community that maybe go unnoticed by folks, but I really wanted to say that was really cool.
To do
something nice for our teachers.
And the team worked hard and it was busy.
I bet.
Lots of folks coming through. So it was a good time yesterday. So, but through the end of the month,
okay.
I know we all year long, we do Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
One of Meg's favorite deals that we do is the kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
It's perfect. Perfect timing.
You know, you just come on in, bring the kiddos, one free kid's meal.
Yeah. I need to get you more coffee for sure.
With the purchase of an adult entree.
Okay.
And but this month through the rest of August, every Monday through Wednesday, we're doing a free kids meal with every adult entree also. But you do have to have the app for that.
So you
download that Sunny's Barbecue app. You can get it from the website. You can go directly to your Google Play Store or your iPhone Store. download the Sunny's app. You're going to get those rewards and those deals so you can take advantage of those kids' meals on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Which is really great this time of year.
Yeah. You're really running here and there, and schedules are getting adjusted. Oh, yeah. And you need somewhere to stop in.
And budgets, you know, because our budgets are tough. When we come back, you got to get school supplies and a couple new outfits, maybe some new tennis shoes for school classes. And so, yeah, it saves a little bit when you don't have to, you know, pay for dinner.
And then next week, we are doing another app promo.
Oh.
And so that app promo is going to be $5 off any of the family meals.
Oh.
You know, so we do the family feast, but there's a couple other family meals, pick fours. And so any of the family meals, you're going to get $5 off of that.
Oh, that's great. Is that for anybody?
For anybody. You got to, well, anybody who has the app.
Has the app.
The app. You got to have the app. So Sunny's Corporate is pushing those through. So you're going to get the notifications on those. So download that app. Get all your rewards points. If you want to load your credit card in, it makes it super easy to purchase. You know, you can come in and schedule it, pick it up, and makes it really easy to do that. Or, you know, you can just, if you don't want to scan in, upload your credit card information into the app, you can just scan your receipts, and you can get a and take advantage of all those reward points when you're
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
That's how you get more free barbecue.
So definitely heads up, because the next couple weeks, you can take advantage of some of these deals.
Couple great deals, yeah. All right, Meg, it's time.
Yes.
It's time.
For?
Fall menu.
Yay!
We're going to talk about the fall menu.
Good. What is coming?
A couple things I'm kind of excited about.
Is it after Labor Day? Is that when it starts? So when does it start?
September 1st.
September 1st. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm ready. I'm taking notes.
So the Maple Barbecue Turkey Club is coming back.
Yay! That is so good.
That's a good sandwich. Mm-hmm. That one's coming back. And we're going to do a pulled pork grilled cheese.
Get out. That sounds
pork grilled cheese.
Wow.
That's going to be a good.
Yeah,
on the garlic bread. On the garlic bread.
And see, now you're here earlier, so I'm going to be getting hungrier earlier today. That's not fair.
Sorry,
You do this to me every Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Just now it's even earlier.
You're right.
I'm going to be hungry
longer.
You're
so right. Yeah. Yeah, normally it's only about an hour when we go off air till you can come get some Sunnies. But, yeah, you probably got an hour and a half right now.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, not sorry.
I know.
Just crave it just a little bit longer.
Okay. All right.
and so we did the cherry cola pork burn-ins. For the fall, we're going to do the maple barbecue sauce with the pork burn-ins also. So,
that sounds really good.
So we got to mix it up a little bit. So it's going to be a little bit different.
Maple in fall, that goes together.
Yeah, I do like the maple. Yeah, the maple barbecue is good. And we're bringing back the pecan pie egg rolls, too.
Gosh, y'all. Oh, it was so good.
The pecan pie egg rolls. So if you like some pecan pie, I will say when they're hot, you got to be careful because you know how pecan pie is, right? They got that caramelly gooiness that's so good on the pecan pie. You just got to kind of be careful. You got to, you know, that whole thing, right?
How'd that go again?
Just be careful. you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You know.
I do.
You know.
And I want to clarify, too, because sometimes when you hear the word egg roll and you think, but the crust is actually like a sweet.
Yeah.
It's like a pie crust almost.
Yeah. And we douse it in cinnamon sugar. Yeah, so it's almost like a churro,
It's like a little portable pie.
Yeah, it really
which is.
Which
really good.
Yep. So, and then something else cool that we're doing is we're doing a brown sugar sweet tea.
Oh. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. So I'm excited to try that one. We got this stuff coming in this week.
It's brown sugar sweet tea. I've never even crossed my mind to do that.
You know, me neither.
Not that you say that.
And then this is a term that we have used here exclusively on the news radio 1620
AM. Yeah.
You know, it's going to have that nice molassesy note.
Okay.
You know, brown sugar has got that molasses in it, so a little molassesy note inside of your sweet tea.
The word that he coined right here on this station,
that's
molassesy.
Right. Yep. News radio exclusive.
Right up there with Fry Monday. Wow. Well, that
good
sounds
times.
That's I'm going to have to try that.
You
have to bring
I'm
that over here
about
so we can
one.
Try that
cuz
that's
about
very
that.
Different sounding. So it's going to be one of those things I'm either going to love it or hate it, I have a feeling.
Yep. So we got a couple other drinks that we're doing. We're doing a root beer, like a root beer float drink, you know, cuz that's kind of the new cool thing, the dirty sodas, so a root beer float, and then we're doing a wild berry lemonade. Wild berry lemonade.
Oh, nice.
So,
that'll be nice cuz it's still hot in
drinks.
The fall.
Yep.
So that'll be good.
So and then also got to talk about the promo that we got going on. We got, it's back, and we are doing BOGO beers. draft beers. So
when is that going on?
That's all day, every day. So happy hour all day, every day. Buy one, get one free draft beers.
Wow. So that's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
So that's good with a couple weeks now for football. And you have TV screens in most
got
of the
TVs
stores.
And all the bars, and you know, just come hang out and watch a little football, have some Sonny's slow smoke barbecue wings.
Couple of beverages.
So good. Mm-hmm. Couple beers and enjoy the game. So yeah.
That
football season's
good.
Coming up, and we say we have three ways to cater, but you know, you got those football parties and we do pickup catering.
Mm-hmm.
We do a ton of it. And so
especially for those wings.
The wings. It's a great deal. It's $59.99 for 50 wings. It's mm-hmm. a great deal. And these are not baby wings.
I was going to say, you know what? You've spoiled me now because I've gotten my wings many, many times from Sonny's. And then recently I strayed and I ordered some wings from another place. I know. They were the tiniest little wings. I thought, what did they do? Just these little chiclet wings. I was just really shocked, but I've gotten spoiled, seriously, because Jean's are very hearty.
Hearty, meaty wings.
Yes.
Yep. And you know what it is, too, is that we smoke the wings, so you're not losing a ton of moisture when you hard fry them.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it's also the selection of the wings that we purchase, right? So
they're
marinated for 24 hours. We smoke them typically 2.5-3 hours, and they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So if you've not had the Sonny's wings, definitely check them out.
And the price is right.
It's a great
50
deal.
Wings for
$59.99.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's a great deal. So check those out for football season, all those parties that are going to be coming up, you know, kickoff parties, and then we do pulled pork, brisket, whatever it is that you need. Barbecue by the pound if you just need some sides.
It's a great
idea.
Sometimes
people just need, I just need a gallon of Mac. Mm-hmm. You know, a gallon of Mac's going to feed 20 people.
Wow.
You know?
No, that's
and
a
it's,
lot.
And it's an easy fix, right? And we got great mac and cheese, so, you know, you just come and order it.
That's
easy and ready to pick up.
Well, you know what we need to do?
Oh, it's giveaway time.
Yes, it's giveaway time.
This is throwing me off a little bit.
I know, that's what I'm catching
it
there.
It is throwing me off. All right, let's...
What do you want to do?
Oh, goodness. Fourth person to text in football.
Football.
There
okay, that's easy. All you got to do is text it in to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. The fourth person to text in the word football, and be sure to put your name with it and an email address. We appreciate it if you do that. You will be the winner of
a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue,
which you can use for any of the things we've been talking about this last 10
any
hour.
Of them.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. So 850-437-1620. Oh, here they come.
There we go. I see the lights going.
Okay. I'm going to
check. All right. So let's talk about it. We do have those four locations here in the News Radio area. We have the one in Pace, the one on 9th Avenue, just south of Creighton Road, the one on Navy Boulevard, just north of Pensacola NAS Main Gate, and then the Pine Forest Road location, which is on Shelley Road, just south of I-10. So the four locations here, we'd be glad to serve you. We do have the two banquet rooms at 9th Avenue and Navy Boulevard. And then also we do catering. So whether you need to feed 10 or 10,000, we'd love to take care of you. Going to be doing Liberty Sertoma Saturday night. They got their little ball that they're having down at the Bayview Community Center. So we're going to be catering that for them. It's going to be a good time. So, you know, whether it's, you know, however many folks you need, we like to say we have three ways that we can cater, whether it's a pickup catering where you just schedule the time to come pick it up at the store, or you need it delivered, we can schedule a time to have it delivered to your location, bring it to you, set it all up, have you ready to eat. Or if you need us to bring a team out and serve it for you, we can do that. So we'll have a whole team to bring it, get all your folks fed, do everything from setup to cleanup, and make it nice and easy for you. We got a winner?
We have a winner. Congratulations to Shane Bizzell. He won the $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue. So, Shane, I will be sending you a text on all the information I need so you can come by the station to pick up your gift certificate. And, hey, thanks to everybody that's listening this morning. Boy, we got a lot of Sonny's Barbecue fans. So everybody that texted in, we appreciate you listening to Pep Talk and to the Sonny's Barbecue. It's always Sonny's here in the studio.
Doesn't matter if it's Friday or Monday or Fry Monday.
Exactly.
Can be all of them.
That's right.
Let's run through these couple offers that we got going on quick again. So we do have the Kids Eat Free through the rest of the month, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You do need the app for that. Kids Eat Free every Saturday. Don't need the app, but why would you miss out on those reward points? And then something we did mention earlier also, or we didn't mention earlier, is the every Monday Buy one, get one free pulled or sliced pork sandwiches in the drive-thru. So all of our locations do have a drive-thru. So you just swing on through and take advantage of that great deal. You can get two sandwiches for the price of one every Monday at all locations in our drive-thrus. So why would you not take advantage of that great
That's
deal?
Right.
So next week, we have $5 off family meals. So August 24th through the 30th, so Monday through Sunday next week, you're going to get those $5 off those family meals and get you taken care of on that. What you got?
Oh, well, I got a text that just came in from one of our listeners wants to know, if we want to order carryout dessert for 120, what two dishes will be the most popular and how much to order for 120?
So that's an easy one.
That is not a trick question.
That is not a trick question. Okay. Not at all. So, I mean, I would recommend ordering banana pudding and peach cobbler.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do cherry cobbler right now.
Yeah.
But the peach cobbler is my personal favorite. I mean,
very popular.
And as a Georgia girl, Meg, hey, I know peaches is probably,
Georgia
peaches.
You know,
I know you're satisfied with the cherries right now, but you
Georgia
peaches
peach,
is probably number
that's
one.
That's probably my favorite. Yeah. It's so really good.
Peach cobbler and banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get enough for both crowds to.
Can you say that again?
Peach cobbler and banana pudding. Banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Pudding.
Banana pudding.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from right around here. Right around these parts, Meg.
Cheese, banana pudding.
Pudding. It's pudding.
So that's a good combo. Peach cobbler, banana pudding for 120 people.
Yeah, 120 people. Probably, you know, it's probably a full pan of peach cobbler, another pan and a half of banana pudding, probably get everybody fed. Depends
about
on your crowd.
How much would you say it costs? They wanted to know about how much.
About how much it costs. Let's see. I'm trying to run the math through my head. I mean, $125.
That's not bad. Less than a dollar person, probably.
Yeah, about $125.
And then you, not counting
plus
the
tax,
second helping.
Plus tax, yeah. If you need second helpings,
right.
you know your audience. If you got a big meal, or we all just eating dessert, right?
That's right.
So if we're all eating dessert, we might need to do a little extra, maybe $150, you know. So,
yeah.
You can go to sunnyscatering.com. You can see all the pricing there of all of our catering items. There are things that we do on the catering side that we don't do in the restaurant.
That's right.
So there are options that we offer on catering that we don't offer in the restaurant on a daily basis.
Okay.
So one of my favorites is the buffalo chicken dip.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot of times for
very
weddings
good.
And different style of caterings where there's like appetizer time, you know.
That's good for a football
game.
That
buffalo chicken dip. Mm.
Game
so
watching.
Good. Slow smoked barbecue chicken plus the buffalo sauce and cream cheese and... Yeah, I don't want to give away the recipe, but
yeah,
it's good
okay.
stuff. So
very good.
Barbecue meatballs. We do the barbecue meatballs, obviously barbecue by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
And we do what we call tier two catering. So we actually do prime rib. We do smoked salmon. We do shrimp. We do all these different things for different events based on the needs. So we definitely
have
other options.
Prime rib is really good.
So, but for those dessert items, you can definitely check out sunnyscatering.com. You'll be able to see what it is there,
And you can just pick it up if you want to.
And schedule it to pick it up. Or if you need it delivered, we can definitely take care of you and make that happen.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. We've covered a
feeling,
lot of information this morning.
I have the feeling that the music is about to start. At any second.
Any second, it'll start.
And run
about,
me out of here.
It's about 5 seconds away. So how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah. You can reach out to me anytime. 850-418-3331. Go to sunnysbbq.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find the location nearest you. All of our stores do a great job taking care of our customers. And we like to say we serve slow smoke barbecue slathered in Southern hospitality.
There you go.
And that's what we do at Sunny's. And we've been doing it for a long, long time here in the Pensacola area for 40 years.
Isn't that something? That's just
amazing.
A long,
long time. Wednesday, I was actually in Marianna helping them celebrate their 30th anniversary yesterday in Marianna, Florida.
Nice.
And so it was a great time. So
excellent. Well, where are you going to be this weekend?
Going to be heading over United Way this afternoon and then for their annual meeting and then going to be Liberty Sertoma Saturday night.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. You
are
a busy
time.
Fella. Thanks for coming on the show. It's always great to have you here, Eldon. Eldon Scott, our Chief Kindness Officer. How can we download that app one more time?
Go to Sunny's BBQ, get that, and then find all the menus and all the locations.
All right, thank you.
We'll see y'all next week.
This is Pep Talk.